For example, carrots rate higher on the glycemic index if you cook or juice them. So if you eat a carrot, have it raw. If you follow my plan, you will avoid any confusion about food choices. Everything I recommend that you eat is under 50 on the glycemic index. All that damage from OJ, a muffin, cornflakes with bananas, pasta and garlic bread, a soft drink and potato chips. All this and much more. Remember, when we eat excessive amounts of sugars or carbohydrates that are converted quickly to sugar, our body produces insulin in a frantic attempt to lower our blood sugar. Eventually, the insulin receptors on the surface of the cells no longer function properly. They burn out. Our blood sugar rises along with insulin levels, which leads to excess body fat. Food acts like a drug. If we eat the right food, it protects us from pro-inflammatory chemicals being produced by free radicals. The next time you sit down to a high-carbohydrate meal with high-glycemic foods, remember, it may feel good for a few moments, but you're starting an inflammatory fire in all the vital organs of your body, including your skin, which will show these pro-inflammatory effects. In your daily food selection, you unconsciously choose foods that exert a drug-like effect on your moods, emotions, and physical state. This is why we use terms like addicted to carbs, sugar junkie, junk food addict, or sugar high. The problem lies in the high, because what goes up must come down, and the crash is not much fun, whether it's from sugar or caffeine. Our mood drops even lower than it was before the fix of a bagel, cookie, or caffeinated sugary soda. So we eat or drink more of the same, exhausting our pancreas, burning out our adrenals, and placing us at risk for insulin resistance and diabetes. Now, let's focus on what you need to eat to lose body fat, raise your energy, erase wrinkles and stop new ones from forming, increase skin elasticity and muscle tone, and elevate your overall feeling of well-being. Let's start with protein. Protein is the basic material of life. In fact, the word protein comes from an ancient Greek root meaning primary or first. The body could not grow or function without it. Since the human body can manufacture only 12 of the 22 amino acids that are essential for life, the remaining 9 must be provided by eating food. However, the contemporary American diet rarely contains protein in sufficient quantity to maintain and repair cell and skin health. If I were to poll my patients and students about what food they crave, I can assure you the answer would never be a grilled salmon fillet. Most of my patients tell me their first choice when hunger strikes is a latte and brioche, or a rice cake and diet soda. At a fast food restaurant, their usual order consists of French fries and a salad with non-fat dressing, and their faces show it. Sadly, an ongoing lack of protein is first noticeable in the face as the features become soft and doughy. The sharp definition, contoured cheekbones, and that great jawline all become blurred. When the protein supply is depleted, the body is forced to feed upon itself. This causes both tissue and muscle to break down. The first critical step is to ensure that you consume adequate protein throughout the day. In my efforts to find answers to why we age, I reason that if aging and aging skin are characterized by the breakdown of our cells, the antidote to aging might be cellular repair. Protein is essential to cellular repair. The building blocks of our cells are composed of amino acids. As protein is digested, it breaks down into amino acids that are then used by the cells to repair themselves. Without adequate protein, our bodies enter into an accelerated aging mode. Our muscles, organs, bones, cartilage, skin, and the antibodies that guard us from disease are all made of protein. Even the enzymes that facilitate all important chemical reactions in our body, from digestion to building cells, are made of protein. This simple fact of life can change the way you look, beginning with your next meal. In my practice, I have often seen chronic low-grade long-term protein starvation lead to a loss of face and body skin tone in many of my female patients. Within a matter of weeks of starting a diet rich in high-quality protein, especially that found in fish like salmon, the skin starts to firm up on the face and body, and there is a visible lifting and improvement in skin tone and texture. Research indicates that women need at least 65 grams of protein daily. Adequate intake for men ranges from 75 to 80 grams. The final figure depends on height, weight, and level of physical activity. This protein requirement is easily met with just 10 to 14 ounces of high-quality protein each day. Notice I specified high-quality protein. As with fats and carbohydrates, all forms of protein are not equal. When I refer to protein, I mean animal protein. Although vegetarian diets rely on protein derived from combinations of various grains, vegetables, and legumes to provide the necessary amino acids, it is still not high-quality protein. I've also found that servings of these concentrated carbohydrates cause metabolic problems that override their potential health benefits. For example, a single serving of grilled chicken breast delivers 28 grams of protein at 172 calories. The protein content of 1/2 cup of cooked rice ranges from 2 to 2.5 grams and contains 103 calories. You would need to eat 7 cups of rice, packing a whopping 721 calories, to get the same amount of protein as in a chicken breast. This mixing and matching of proteins is a lot of work, and many vegetarians have problems getting enough protein, high quality or otherwise. Then there is the effect of this volume of carbohydrates on the body. You know what eating starchy foods like potatoes, rice, and corn does to the collagen fibers in the skin. Diets heavy in carbohydrates create a highly visible inflammatory effect on the face and body. This is particularly apparent in my vegetarian patients, who often appear years older than they actually are. Although I recommend animal protein, I do so with some reservations. Certain protein choices can create a pro-inflammatory response, which equals accelerated aging. I believe that previous research condemning saturated fats due to their correlation with cardiovascular and other diseases is somewhat erroneous. The saturated fats found in full-fat dairy products and red meats, including beef, veal, lamb, and pork, can be pro-inflammatory in large amounts due to arachidonic acid content, and thus portion size should be limited. Instead, opt for fish, egg whites, skinless chicken, and turkey breast. Of all the foods that can keep you young, fish tops the list. All fish is an outstanding source of high-quality and easily digested protein with low saturated fat. What makes fish stand out from other excellent protein sources is its type of fat and fatty acid content, both of which have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Seafood is nutrient-dense. That means it offers large quantities of protein and significant amounts of vitamins and minerals without high levels of saturated fats and calories. Seafood is an excellent source of complete protein, providing all the essential amino acids. The protein in seafood is easily digested, making it a perfect nutrition source for people of all ages. Seafood is a good source of B vitamins and provides key minerals and trace elements such as calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, sulfur, fluorine, selenium, copper, zinc, and iodine, elements necessary for proper development and growth. Seafood contains a very small amount of fat. The fats that it does contain are good fats. Most varieties of fish and shellfish contain less than 5% fat. Even high-fat fish generally have less than 15% fat, which is considerably lower than the amount in red meat. Seafood is generally low in sodium. Cholesterol levels are not significant in most seafood, and looking at cholesterol alone can be deceptive. Although fish are generally quite low in cholesterol, shellfish has low to moderate amounts. Even species with high cholesterol levels, like squid, contain less cholesterol than eggs and are well within the 300 mg daily limit recommended by leading health organizations. Protein should be present at every meal and every snack to provide energy and means of cellular repair throughout the day. When you start my program, weigh your protein servings for every meal. Within a few days, you will be able to judge by eye the correct portion size. Patients on my anti-aging diet often start out eating fish 2 or 3 times a week. When they see how fast their skin improves, they're quick to increase their fish intake to 5 to 7 meals each week. You should plan to eat a seafood meal 7 days a week, and salmon at least 5 times a week. You can choose fresh, frozen, canned, or smoked fish. Make sure salmon is your first choice. You can buy Alaskan red or pink salmon in the can. It tastes wonderful with just a little lemon juice squeezed on it and takes all of 60 seconds to prepare. Canned salmon is wild salmon, not farm-raised. Whatever fish or shellfish you choose, sauté, grill, poach, or broil it, brushing it lightly with olive oil. For additional antioxidant protection, season with garlic, onions, lemon juice, and tomatoes. The flesh of fish, especially salmon, contains DMAE, a powerful antioxidant. This chemical stimulates nerve function and the muscles to contract and tighten under the skin. DMAE is your magic bullet for great skin tone, keeping your face firm and contoured. It prevents and reverses what is clinically known as anatomical loss of position, commonly known as sagging. Only one food has the reputation from time immemorial of being a brain food. That food is fish, especially fish that is high in DMAE. DMAE is recognized as a cognitive enhancer. A diet high in DMAE will enable you to think more clearly, improve your memory, and increase your problem-solving ability. DMAE is a building block of the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. Like other neurotransmitters, acetylcholine allows one nerve to communicate with another or to communicate with a muscle. Studies have also shown that DMAE acts as an antioxidant by stabilizing cell membranes, protecting them from free radical damage. By raising levels of DMAE in our bodies, we can think more clearly and have greater muscle tone in both face and body. The Perricone wrinkle-free diet is not a fat-free diet. Fat-free diets are a one-way ticket to trouble. Fats and oils provide essential anti-inflammatory and antioxidant protection. Though it is true that certain saturated fats, like those found in red meat, are not ideal but not prohibited, it is easy to learn what fats to eat every day and what fats to eat sparingly or avoid altogether. Fats have become such a taboo for the weight conscious, but you must understand how they work and how the right fats can help you lose weight. Chemically, fats and oils are made up of chains of carbon molecules edged with hydrogen and oxygen molecules. When the carbon chain is completely full of hydrogen, it is called a saturated fat, for example, butter and lard. When the chain is missing 2 hydrogen molecules, it is considered a monounsaturated fat. Olive oil is the best example of a monounsaturated fat. If the carbon chain is missing 4 or more hydrogen molecules, the fat is said to be polyunsaturated, for example, corn oil and fish oil. Monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats are liquid at room temperature. Each type of fat has different properties and different effects on the body. Saturated fats, which are solid at room temperature, include vegetable fats such as Crisco or shortening, and animal fats such as butter and lard. High intake of saturated fats is linked to heart disease, increased blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, gallbladder problems, as well as breast and ovarian cancer. Research has shown that the wrong types of saturated fats can have a strong inflammatory effect on the body. To avoid pro-inflammatory, pro-aging responses, you must limit your intake of red meat, beef, veal, pork, and lamb, to 1 serving per week. I have also found that after 5 years of working with patients on the anti-inflammatory diet, that those who eat cold water fish daily, especially Alaskan salmon for breakfast, have found this greatly facilitates fat loss and appetite control. Polyunsaturated fats from vegetable sources, including corn oil, safflower oil, and canola oil, have been heralded for years as health food because of their ability to lower LDL, or bad cholesterol. Yet retrospective studies show an increased cardiovascular risk from diets high in polyunsaturated fats. Contrary to what you have been led to believe, you should avoid polyunsaturated fats. When these fats are processed by chemically adding hydrogen to extend the shelf life of foods that contain them, they produce solid trans fatty acids. These are called frankenfats, and they are the most damaging fats of all. They do not occur naturally in nature. Trans fats are produced commercially to turn vegetable oils into shortening and margarine, making them solid at room temperature. Food manufacturers also use partially hydrogenated vegetable oil to destroy certain essential fatty acids, linolenic and linoleic acid in particular, that tend to oxidize and cause fat to become rancid. French fries and other fast foods are usually cooked in this kind of partially hydrogenated oil that contains trans fats. Commercial baked goods often contain trans fats to act as a preservative. None of this is for your benefit. It is for the benefit of the food manufacturers. Trans fats present a genuine danger to health. There is another reason to avoid trans fats. They decrease insulin sensitivity by making the cell membrane stiff and inflexible. The best way to avoid these unnatural trans fatty acids is to stay away from processed foods and margarine. Learn to understand food labels. You'll be shocked to discover how many supermarket foods contain these dangerous fats. On the wrinkle-free diet, you will not eat any foods that have trans fats, so you can protect yourself from these culinary horrors if you follow my accepted food lists scrupulously. Polyunsaturated fats derived from fish, as opposed to bottled vegetable oil, are quite another story. Okay, I know there are some people who do not like fish, and they think they can get all the essential fatty acids and other nutrients contained in fish if they take fish oil capsules. This is a misconception. Many nutritionists and experts have focused on a few essential fatty acids that have been identified as being critical to our health. I believe there are probably dozens of unidentified fatty acids in salmon, for example, that play a crucial role in optimum health and the deceleration of the aging process. Polyunsaturated fatty acids, like those found in salmon, play a crucial role in the bodily processes in which dietary fats are our major cellular energy source. Polyunsaturated fats also control the passage of compounds into and out of our cells, because these fats become part of the cell plasma membrane. In addition, these fats serve as powerful hormones on a cellular level. If you don't like fish, start experimenting gradually. Countless patients have changed their feelings once they came to understand the amazing health and beauty benefits of eating fish. Remember this, though. Without additives, the flesh of farm-raised salmon would not have the familiar pink color, but would be gray. Atlantic salmon is synonymous with farmed salmon. Despite its country of origin, Norway, Chile, or Canada, for example, Atlantic salmon is the predominant farmed species. Wild Atlantic salmon are nearly extinct in the United States and Canada and are unavailable commercially. In Alaska, wild salmon are abundant and fish farming is currently illegal. Therefore, from Alaska, or Alaskan, always means wild. If the salmon is not labeled wild or Alaskan, it is probably farmed. If it is fresh during the winter, it's probably farmed. Most wild salmon are harvested and available fresh only during the spring, summer, and fall. Wild salmon is available during the winter only in fresh, frozen, canned, and smoked forms. If there are white lines of fat running through the flesh, it is almost surely farmed. Farmed salmon spend their lives in small, densely crowded pens where they are hand-fed a pellet diet. A wild salmon migrates thousands of miles through open ocean, hunting its food and avoiding predators. This makes wild fish leaner. They display little or no visible fat. What makes fish stand out from other excellent protein sources and makes it an extraordinary anti-aging food is its multiple polyunsaturated fat and fatty acid content. Wild cold water fish, including salmon, mackerel, and trout, have the highest level of omega-3 fatty acids. In their natural environments, these fish eat omega-3 rich plankton and later pass it on to us. The colder the water, the higher the level of omega-3 in the plankton. In general, the higher the fat content of the fish, the higher its omega-3 content, and the higher its anti-aging brain and beauty benefits. Here are some high-fat fish, more than 5% fat. Salmon, mackerel, albacore tuna, bluefin tuna, sablefish, sardines, herring, anchovies, shad, and trout. And here are some medium-fat fish, 2.5 to 5% fat. Atlantic halibut, yellowfin tuna, mullet, swordfish, and bluefish. Wild Alaskan sockeye salmon are one of the most abundant and treasured of the wild Pacific salmon species. They have a deep red flesh, and of all wild salmon, have the highest concentration of omega-3 essential fatty acids and the biological antioxidant astaxanthin. Studies suggest that astaxanthin is 10 times more effective as an antioxidant than other carotenoids, and 100 times more powerful than vitamin E. This natural pigment, which gives sockeye its rich color, comes from their diet of marine algae, zooplankton, and krill. Because sockeye live only about 4 years and eat primarily a vegetarian diet, they are less prone to accumulate harmful contaminants than are other species. EPA studies have shown Alaskan sockeye are among the purest fish ever tested. Alaskan sockeye is available canned and increasingly fresh and frozen, as its unique characteristics have contributed to its growing popularity. When cooked or processed, the deep red flesh retains its color to a higher degree than that of other salmon. Sockeye is high in healthy fats, yet has firm flesh as well as a full, delectable flavor. The Alaskan sockeye's color, firmness, flavor, and nutritional profile make it one of the most desirable of all wild salmon species. If your diet is deficient in essential fatty acids, wounds cannot heal properly, and you're more susceptible to infections. Your face and body become dehydrated, and you know what that does to your looks. Lack of essential fatty acids can cause sterility in men, miscarriages in women, arthritis-like problems, and some heart and circulatory problems. The most recent studies on omega-3 have also linked low fish intake to an increased incidence of psychological problems, including depression, bipolar disorders, postpartum depression, and suicidal tendencies. In a study from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, researchers found that patients with manic depressive disorder who had not responded to conventional therapy improved dramatically when given a daily 4-ounce serving of fresh salmon. I have seen my own patients respond to salmon therapy with great success and with no side effects other than younger, firmer skin, greater cognitive skills, and a lifting of the black cloud of depression. Most Americans, American women in particular, are critically deficient in these fatty acids and are aging rapidly and poorly as a consequence. These physical and psychological changes have been particularly dramatic in women who have spent years on a low-fat diet. After 28 days on the Perricone Wrinkle-Free program, many of my patients discovered their emotional health had improved dramatically, and with the help of their physicians, they were able to reduce and sometimes eliminate their medications. Extra virgin olive oil is one of the most powerful anti-inflammatory foods in existence. Olive trees can live to be hundreds of years old, and they often rejuvenate themselves after being burned or even cut to the ground. Though I cannot promise you an equally long lifespan, I can assure you that you will look younger, think more clearly, be more active, and yes, extend your life if you incorporate extra virgin olive oil into your diet on a daily basis. Olives and olive oil have been part of our history for thousands of years. As far back as 400 BC, Socrates prescribed olive oil for curing ulcers, gallbladder problems, muscle aches, and a host of other conditions. Fossilized olive leaves have been found that are 1 million years old. Olive trees were cultivated 6,000 years ago during the Bronze Age in the Mediterranean basin. A monounsaturated fat, olive oil is the type of fat that lowers LDL cholesterol at the same time it raises the level of HDL cholesterol. Extra virgin olive oil has the highest percentage of monounsaturated fat of any type of cooking or salad oil, including canola, peanut, corn, soybean, sunflower, and safflower, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Although olive oil has only a small amount of the essential fatty acids, it contains about 75% of the non-essential monounsaturated fatty acid called oleic acid that helps to ensure that omega-3 fish oils penetrate the cell membrane. If you think of the cell plasma membrane as the door to the cell, then consider oleic acid as the key to that door. Oleic acid is a member of the omega-9 family. In addition to enhancing the absorption of essential fatty acids, oleic acid can be incorporated into the cell plasma membrane to help maintain fluidity. Oleic acid helps to keep the membrane fluid, soft, and stable. It can make the difference between a complexion that resembles a piece of old shoe leather and one that looks and feels like a rose petal. In my search for powerful membrane stabilizers, oleic acid, as found in extra virgin olive oil, deserves a place at the top of the list. Studies continue to appear all over the world about the healing properties of extra virgin olive oil. Research conducted in Spain suggests that olive oil may help prevent colon cancer, an inflammatory condition. It should be noted that extra virgin Spanish olive oil contains the highest levels of a class of powerful antioxidants called polyphenols. Studies from the Harvard School of Public Health suggest that women who ingest olive oil more than once a day have a 25% lower risk of breast cancer, another inflammatory condition. In 1958, a longitudinal study known as the Seven Countries Study began and continued for more than 15 years. The study looked at coronary heart disease and death from heart attack in the United States, Finland, the Netherlands, Japan, Greece, Italy, and Yugoslavia. The results made history. Greece and Italy had the lowest death rate from heart disease, and the United States had the highest. The difference? Olive oil. Greeks and Italians tend to eat a diet rich in the monounsaturated fat found in olive oil. This is in stark contrast to the typical American diet, which is literally swimming in transaturated fats, and the low-fat diet of the Japanese. It is telling that olive oil is used in the healthier Mediterranean diet on a daily basis. It is also important to note that obesity is rare in these countries, yet rampant in the United States. Right about now, after hearing about the myriad benefits of olive oil, you are probably ready to dive into a vat of it. But before you head for the market, you should know how to select the most healthful olive oil available. Where an olive oil is produced is only one factor to be considered when selecting olive oil for your kitchen and table. I recommend Mediterranean olive oil because of the all-important hydroxytyrosol content. The ripeness of the olives at harvest time is also an important criterion. When the olives are picked green early in the harvest season, the oils will be rich and fruity. If the olives have been left to ripen to a dark purple and harvested later in the season, the oil will be lighter and more mild-flavored. The best oils are cold-pressed between large millstones, just as they have been for thousands of years. Producers run their mills continuously throughout the picking season when the olives are at their peak. If the olives are not pressed immediately, they will oxidize, which affects the flavor and rating. The oil can only be called virgin olive oil if the oil is extracted by means of pressure from the millstones. They are not treated with heat or chemicals when the oil is extracted. Virgin olive oil is the oily juice of the fruit, and it must be processed at a particular time and in a particular way to maintain the distinctive flavor and aroma. Batches of olives are pressed more than once to produce numerous batches or pressings of olive oil. Olive oils are rated in the order of their pressing. The first pressing has the most desirable flavor and the lowest acidity, and this is the one I strongly recommend. At the second, third, and fourth pressings, the levels of acidity increases, and the price drops. With each pressing, the levels of non-saponifiable fractions drop, and the oils lose their antioxidant strength as the concentration decreases. The first cold-pressed olive oil is the best grade because it has the least amount of acidity and highest levels of fatty acids and polyphenols. Olive oil is one of nature's greatest gifts for preserving your health, beauty, and longevity. When you're buying olive oil, go for the best, extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil. Not only will you enjoy its richness in your diet, but also you will soon see and feel the inestimable benefits in your face and body. Now, a few words about pro-inflammatory vices. By now, we can recite the negative effects of tobacco on the body. We know about the increased risk of lung, mouth, and throat cancer from cigarettes, cigars, and pipes. The effects of smoking in terms of the inflammation-aging-disease connection are significant. When we inhale just one puff of cigarette smoke, more than a trillion free radicals are produced in our lungs, which then trigger an inflammatory response that circulates throughout the body. When cigarette smoke is inhaled, the result is the activation of white blood cells that line our arteries, causing an inflammatory response, predisposing us to heart disease. In addition, there is a tremendous inflammatory response in all organs of the body. If you are interested in retaining your youth, you must completely avoid smoking. If you currently smoke, it is critical that you stop now. Alcohol ingestion is another pro-inflammatory vice. Having a glass of wine with your meal is not a problem because wine can provide some important antioxidants called polyphenols that do help protect the body. I suggest drinking a glass of wine with your meal rather than before to avoid a rapid rise in blood sugar and the ensuing burst of inflammation throughout the body. Drinking hard liquor causes inflammatory problems in the body. Alcohol is detoxified by the liver. The alcohol content of hard liquor is very high. The metabolites of alcohol are molecules called aldehydes. Aldehydes cause damage to the cell plasma membrane as well as to various portions of the interior of the cell, causing an inflammatory reaction along with this destruction. In summary, wine is fine, but forget the martini. The fountain of youth did not spew forth diet soda or orange juice. It's always been good old H2O. If I could teach my patients and students three things that would keep them forever young, they would be 1. Drink water, 2. Drink water, and 3. Drink more water. If you do not drink water, your organs and cells cannot function. How can your skin be soft and plumped up if you refuse the elixir of life? Women and bodybuilders, you will not become bloated if you drink water. In fact, if you don't drink water, you cannot metabolize fat, nor can your body flush wastes from its cells. A dehydrated body provokes the development of aging inflammatory compounds. In addition, mild dehydration will cause a 3% drop in baseline metabolism, resulting in the gain of 1 pound of fat every 6 months. Water is a great weapon to put out the inflammation fire that consumes our youth. I drink at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day and urge my patients to do the same. Avoid tap water. It may contain compounds like heavy metals that you don't need and may be bad for you, and besides, it does not taste particularly good. Treat yourself to delicious-tasting spring water. There are many to choose from. Avoid chlorinated water whenever possible. Now, let's talk about anti-inflammatory supplements for smooth and radiant skin. State-of-the-art nutritional supplements are a key component of the overall plan. Luckily, nutritional supplements have come a long way from the minimal one-size-fits-all one-a-day multivitamins of past generations. Today, we have highly targeted antioxidants, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals that can do everything from sharpening brain power, repairing cells, and burning fat, to increasing muscle tone, restoring memory, and heightening libido. Many of these super antioxidants penetrate right into the cell where they combat free radicals and decrease inflammation. Because of this, we can honestly state that the right supplements can keep us biologically much younger than our chronological years. The Pericone Wrinkle-Free Diet, used in conjunction with the supplements you will learn about in this section, results in a potent, anti-aging, skin-rejuvenating formula. Good health and beautiful skin go hand in hand, and the targeted supplementation can help you achieve and maintain both. On the Pericone Wrinkle-Free Supplement Program, you may be taking more pills than you're accustomed to. To ensure that you maintain therapeutic levels in your blood, vitamins should be taken more than once a day. One simple way to keep track is to use an inexpensive weekly pill sorter available at your pharmacy. To make it even easier, I have developed a complete supplement program in packets that can be taken twice a day and contain all the recommended nutrients for the Pericone Wrinkle-Free Program. Supplementation should be as routine and consistent as brushing your teeth. Make taking these pills a habit, something you do automatically without a second thought. If you take the vitamins in the doses I recommend each day, you will see great improvements in your skin and energy level. The wrinkle-free recommendation is the daily dose the average healthy adult needs to take to receive the maximum health and cosmetic benefits each supplement can provide. Check with your physician to be sure that these doses are appropriate for your individual health status and will not interact negatively with any medications you take. Before covering the ABCs of nutritional supplements, I want to tell you about a natural substance found in our bodies known as alpha-lipoic acid, one of the most powerful anti-aging, antioxidant, anti-inflammatories available. Wrinkle-free recommendation, 200 milligrams divided into two doses, 100 milligrams at breakfast and 100 milligrams at lunch. Alpha-lipoic acid is called the universal antioxidant because it is both fat and water-soluble. Further, it is 400 times stronger than vitamins E and C combined, both of which are renowned for their antioxidant properties. Alpha-lipoic acid readily penetrates the cell plasma membrane and the plasma membranes that surround such key parts of the cell as the mitochondria and the nucleus. Since alpha-lipoic acid is also water-soluble, it can get into the cytosol. By penetrating the inside and the outside of the cell, alpha-lipoic acid brings protection wherever it is needed. If you take alpha-lipoic acid as a supplement in capsule form or apply it topically as a lotion, it performs as an antioxidant as well as an aid to cellular metabolism. Alpha-lipoic acid boosts energy production in your cells, just as it helps the mitochondria change food to energy. As you know, the higher the energy level in the cell, the more youthful you remain. The importance of alpha-lipoic acid, the metabolic antioxidant, is hard to overstate. Let's talk about the ABCs of vitamins. Vitamins are either fat-soluble or water-soluble. Vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble. They are stored in the liver and used up by the body very slowly. A buildup of these fat-soluble vitamins can be toxic. The B-complex vitamins and vitamin C are water-soluble. The body uses these vitamins very quickly, and excess amounts are eliminated in the urine. Vitamin A, the B-complex vitamins, and vitamin C are the foundation of my nutritional anti-aging regimen. Vitamin A is fat-soluble and essential for growth. It aids bone development and strengthens the immune system. It improves night vision, promotes wound healing, and encourages healthy skin. Vitamin A is part of a group of compounds called retinoids. It is found in animal products like liver, dairy products, eggs, and fish liver oil. It is also found in dark red, green, and yellow vegetables. Vitamin A is best absorbed in the presence of some dietary fat and with sufficient zinc, vitamin E, and protein in the body. As with all fat-soluble vitamins, excessive intake of vitamin A is toxic unless you take it in the form of carotenes that the body converts to vitamin A. A half-cup serving of broccoli, spinach, or cantaloupe contains enough vitamin A in its precursor form, carotene, to meet the RDA for this nutrient. For antioxidant benefits, I recommend between 5,000 and 10,000 international units of vitamin A each day. Bear in mind that the liver stores vitamin A, and a buildup can be toxic. To avoid problems, do not exceed dosage recommendations for this and other fat-soluble vitamins. It's also important to note that many foods that are high in vitamin A, as carotenes, can cause an inflammatory response as a result of their high sugar content. These include sweet potatoes, carrots, and yams, which I recommend you avoid. There are 8 B vitamins in the wrinkle-free supplement program. Vitamin B1, thiamine. Vitamin B2, riboflavin. Vitamin B3, niacin. Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine. Vitamin B12, cyanocobalamin. Folic acid, folate, and biotin. Most of the B vitamins are recognized as coenzymes that, taken together, work synergistically to perform essential biological processes, especially those affecting the nerves, brain, and skin. This group of vitamins is water-soluble, which means that they are not stored in the body and must be replenished each day. Vitamin C is another superstar in the pantheon of antioxidant age fighters. There are 2 basic types of vitamin C, and each makes important contributions. The form of vitamin C with which people are most familiar is L-ascorbic acid, which is water-soluble. As a water-soluble vitamin, L-ascorbic acid protects the cytosol, the watery interior of the cell. But there is a fat-soluble form of vitamin C called vitamin C ester. The best-known vitamin C ester, and the ester I prescribe for topical use, is ascorbyl palmitate. Vitamin C ester protects the fatty portions of the cell that are not protected by L-ascorbic acid. Ascorbyl palmitate protects the critical cell membranes in skin. Esters like ascorbyl palmitate should be the vitamin C forms of choice for skincare products because they are absorbed and retained by the skin substantially better than L-ascorbic acid. Vitamin C deficiencies are much more common than many doctors believe. In 1997, a University of Arizona team led by researcher Carol Johnston, Ph.D., tested blood samples from a random group of 494 middle-income people. The test showed that 30% were vitamin C depleted, and that 6.3% suffered from the more severe condition called vitamin C deficiency, which produces the symptoms of the disease once called scurvy that afflicted sailors and others deprived of fresh fruits and vegetables for long periods. Vitamin C is the foundation of my antioxidant program, but it is also a fragile, unstable nutrient. Since the vitamin C levels in our foods are affected by climate, soil conditions, storage time, temperature, and cooking, it is impossible to tell exactly how much vitamin C you're actually getting at mealtime. Hence the wisdom of taking 500 to 1,000 milligrams of supplemental vitamin C a day. The RDI of 60 milligrams is inadequate to provide the antioxidant action that vitamin C offers or to maintain reasonable levels in skin tissues. Even if you take the higher oral doses I recommend, you will need to use cosmetics that contain a vitamin C ester, such as ascorbyl palmitate, to attain vitamin C skin levels high enough to reduce inflammation effectively. To avoid gastric discomfort and maintain adequate blood levels, divide the dosage into 3 or 4 portions a day. For maximum absorption of the ascorbic acid form, look for capsules of vitamin C or add powdered vitamin C crystals to water or tea. With so many women and an increasing number of men concerned about bone density, calcium and magnesium are very important minerals. Nothing is more aging than the dowager's hump and bent spine of advanced osteoporosis, or the fragility that results from paper-thin bones. Your mother used to tell you to drink your milk for strong bones, but supplements will also do the trick. As we get older, bone density decreases, and I strongly recommend calcium supplementation. A debate continues over the best form of calcium to take. It all comes down to price. Chelated forms, for example, calcium citrate or malate, are absorbed by the body a bit better, but are also noticeably costlier than calcium carbonate, the standard cheapest form. Calcium carbonate is a good choice unless your digestive system is weak. If it is, take a chelated version or increase your calcium carbonate intake to account for the lowered absorption level. The richest food sources for calcium are sea vegetables, highest concentration per ounce, cheese, and tofu. Milk and milk products, except yogurt, are the next richest sources, but I do not recommend them as primary calcium sources for my adult patients since they tend to promote inflammation and are difficult for many people to digest. I never recommend calcium without its nutritional partner, magnesium. It is estimated that up to 1/3 of Americans do not consume minimal levels of chromium. Given the unpopularity of the two best food sources, brewer's yeast and calf's liver, I recommend taking 200 micrograms of chromium polynicotinate as a supplement daily. I do not recommend taking chromium in the form of chromium picolinate, which is associated with some safety concerns. It is also important that you supplement your intake of selenium and zinc. The final group of recommended supplements is a mix of antioxidants and nutritional compounds. L-carnitine, acetyl-L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, glutamine, OPC, grapeseed extract, pycnogenol, and GLA, gamma-linolenic acid. OPC is the scientific name of an antioxidant complex derived from various plants, especially grapeseeds and pine bark. OPC stands for oligomeric proanthocyanidin, a class of extremely potent antioxidant compounds. Many experts believe that the OPCs in red wine explain the French paradox, that is, the French enjoy relatively low rates of heart disease despite a diet high in saturated fat. OPCs are believed to help prevent the oxidation of blood fats and cholesterol, upon which much arterial heart disease is blamed. OPCs are important to skin care because they protect collagen from free radicals, dampen inflammation, and help maintain the health and integrity of blood vessels. As years go by, capillaries and veins become fragile, resulting in a decline in blood circulation. In France, grapeseed OPC is an approved prescription drug for treating weak blood vessels. Preserving the blood vessels improves oxygen and food delivery to skin cells, which stimulates their growth and repair. OPCs are found in berries, grapes, cherries, and wine. OPCs are the main precursors of the blue, violet, and red pigments in plants, anthocyanins. Look for reddish-purple capsules to be sure you're getting a concentrated natural product. GLA is an omega-6 essential fatty acid. It is rapidly converted to dihomogammalinolenic acid, the precursor of prostaglandin E1, a potent anti-inflammatory agent. Finally, there's turmeric. This brilliant yellow spice has been used as a culinary mainstay in many cultures for thousands of years. Turmeric, a member of the ginger family, is the ingredient that gives Asian curries their characteristic bright yellow hue. The spice's active compounds are potent anti-inflammatory antioxidant substances called curcuminoids. These are the supplements that will fight inflammation in your body, raise your energy, and retard aging. Here is a schedule of supplements you are to take each day on the Pericone Wrinkle-Free program. This program will benefit anyone, but will work especially well if you are in generally good health. For my patients who suffer from chronic illnesses or are extremely low on energy, I tailor special plans. Take the nutrients in these recommended doses and always check with your physician before taking new supplements. For breakfast, multivitamin. Make sure this contains at least 2,500 IU of vitamin A in the carotenoid form, but no more than 10,000 milligrams. B-complex. Choose a formula providing at least the RDA for each B vitamin. Vitamin C, ascorbic acid, 500 milligrams. Vitamin C ester, 500 milligrams ascorbyl palmitate, not ester C. Vitamin E, 200 to 400 milligrams tocopherol tocotrienol blend. Alpha-lipoic acid, 50 milligrams. Calcium, 1,000 milligrams. Magnesium, 400 milligrams. Chromium, 200 micrograms. Choose chromium polynicotinate. Selenium, 200 micrograms. L-carnitine, 500 to 1,000 milligrams. Acetyl-L-carnitine, 500 milligrams. Coenzyme Q10, 15 to 150 milligrams. Grapeseed extract, OPCs, 30 to 100 milligrams. Turmeric, 250 milligrams. L-glutamine, 250 to 1,000 milligrams. Omega-3 fatty acids, fish, flax, hemp oil, 2,000 milligrams. GLA, omega-6 fatty acids, borage or evening primrose oil, 250 to 1,000 milligrams. Lunch, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, 500 milligrams, alpha-lipoic acid, 50 milligrams, acetyl-L-carnitine, 500 milligrams, coenzyme Q10, 15 to 150 milligrams, L-glutamine, 250 to 1,000 milligrams, omega-3 fatty acids, fish, flax, or hemp oil, 2,000 milligrams, GLA, omega-6 fatty acid, borage or evening primrose oil, 250 to 1,000 milligrams. And one more thing. In some of my patients, glutathione, the body's own endogenous antioxidant defense system, is often severely depleted. Treatment with transdermal delivery of glutathione should be routine practice for anyone suffering from any illness characterized by extreme fatigue, since glutathione levels will drop whenever inflammation is present. Since many of my patients are under stress, whether work-related, from personal problems, or as a result of common cold or flu, I have them take N-acetylcysteine, an amino acid that is an antioxidant and a precursor of glutathione. Now that you are aware of the nutrients and supplements you need to consume on the Pericone Wrinkle-Free program, it's time to tell you how to fight inflammation from the outside by using the latest scientifically developed skincare products on your face and body. You have seen how nutrition can reduce inflammation. The topicals are even more exciting, are easy to obtain and use, and are a delightful way to pamper your skin. Whether you care for your skin with soap and water or the most extravagantly packaged creams and lotions, there's always room for improvement in your complexion. So far in the Pericone prescription, you have learned how to nourish your body with foods and supplements that will quell the inflammation that ages you from within. Let me introduce you to a number of breakthroughs involving antioxidant and anti-inflammatories that are applied to the skin and absorbed into the cells, where they can repair damage and rejuvenate your skin. You have no doubt heard about the secret ingredients that promise cellular repair in so many skincare products today. I have discovered, researched, tested, formulated, and patented a number of supernutrients for your skin. Scientifically proven compounds like vitamin C ester, alpha-lipoic acid, and tocotrienol, a powerful form of vitamin E, are revolutionizing the way we care for our skin. I have been working with other substances you may not have heard of, including DMAE and PPC, polyenyl phosphatidylcholine. Whether your skin is normal, dry, or oily, the anti-aging revolution in skin care will work for you. I will recommend what topicals you should use to make your skin dewy, clear, and even. While we are on the subject of topicals, I would wager that many of you would like to know about the effectiveness of cellulite creams and massage oils. Let me tell you Shelley's story and how her own program of skin care did more harm than good. As I dropped off a chart at the front desk in my office, I noticed an attractive blonde woman in her late 30s sitting in the reception area. She was noticeably anxious. "That's Shelley," my office manager whispered. "She looks like she didn't get here a minute too soon." Even from across the room, I could see that a bright red rash covered her face and neck. It was no wonder she appeared so stressed. I walked Shelley to the examination room. No sooner had we finished shaking hands than Shelley asked me about starting an anti-aging program as soon as possible. To my surprise, she expressed no concern about her rash. In fact, she did not even mention it. Shelley had recently broken up with her longtime boyfriend and was up for a partnership in a top law firm. She wanted to look fabulous as she embarked on a new life. Though her long working hours were instrumental in helping her advance in her career, she did not want them to show on her face. Shelley had created her own skin care regimen, an amalgam of Retin A, a prescription cream with wrinkle-fighting benefits, alpha and beta hydroxy creams, and a vitamin C serum made from L-ascorbic acid. In addition, Shelley used a combination apricot hull oatmeal scrub for cleansing and used a loofah instead of a face cloth. Twice a week, she treated herself to a clay mask facial. I listened in growing horror and disbelief. Shelley had not left out a single topical pro-inflammatory substance I could think of. I was surprised that the rash wasn't much worse. As I examined her face and neck, I gave her a course in Skin 101 in the hope that she would realize that skin care and furniture refinishing have nothing in common. Shelley's natural complexion was the peaches and cream type enjoyed by many natural blondes. At the moment I met her, though, her skin resembled another fruit, overripe strawberries. Shelley needed some serious help in treating her rash. My first task at hand was to calm the skin and return it to a non-inflammatory state. Topical vitamin C was my first treatment for Shelley. Fortunately, I was able to reach into my medical cabinet and take out a jar of concentrated vitamin C cream. It had not always been so. My efforts toward developing such a cream had begun years earlier in medical school. One bright, sunny August morning, I had taken a particularly long run. By late afternoon, my face had turned bright red from painful sunburn. It occurred to me that since vitamin C was a powerful antioxidant, perhaps it would also act as an anti-inflammatory to help resolve the burn more rapidly. That night, I made a vitamin C solution by mixing crushed vitamin C tablets in water and patted it on my face. At first, it stung, but the discomfort soon subsided and I was able to sleep. In the morning, the burn was definitely better. The swelling and redness had greatly diminished, although they had not disappeared entirely. Yet my shoulders, on which I hadn't applied the vitamin C, were still quite red and tender. My vitamin C solution showed potential, but there was still work to be done. Several years later, I returned to the use of vitamin C with a new approach. I reasoned that the solubility of the vitamin C molecule, L-ascorbic acid, interfered with its anti-inflammatory effects. Ascorbic acid, the natural form of vitamin C, is water-soluble. Ascorbic acid cannot penetrate the surface of the skin, which repels water-soluble substances. The acidity of the vitamin C also diminished the anti-inflammatory effects. Ascorbic acid lives up to its name. It is very acidic, which can be irritating to the skin. Then there is the problem of potency. Ascorbic acid is fragile and unstable, and it breaks down rapidly. When formulated into a solution, ascorbic acid loses its strength within 24 hours. I set out to find a form of vitamin C that would be non-irritating, fat-soluble, and retain its strength in skincare preparations. My search led me to a compound known as vitamin C ester. It is composed of the basic vitamin C molecule, L-ascorbic acid, joined with palmitic acid, a fatty acid derived from palm oil. Vitamin C ester is completely non-irritating and can even be used on an open cut without stinging. This in itself was a leap from the burning and irritation caused by topical ascorbic acid. More important, vitamin C ester is fat-soluble, easing its absorption by the skin and the cell plasma membrane. I tried vitamin C ester formulations on sunburns. This time I got the results I'd been looking for years earlier in my simple ascorbic acid experiment. Using a UV lamp, I created small sunburns on the forearms of test subjects. I supplied half the group with a cream containing vitamin C ester and gave the other half the same cream without the fortification of the antioxidant vitamin. Within a day, the burns treated with vitamin C ester were less red. Those treated with the other cream stayed red for days. Today, my patients use vitamin C ester fortified cream at night to repair the damage inflicted by the daily doses of free radicals in their environment and diet. I have treated patients who have spent 20 years enjoying outdoor activities without sun protection, whose faces now show premature lines, wrinkles, and discoloration. After using vitamin C ester for 30 days, the change was remarkable. Their skin glowed, and the crow's feet diminished, and in some cases, actually disappeared. Of course, all skin tones are vulnerable to damage from the sun's ultraviolet rays. Applying sunscreen at the start of your day should be as automatic as combing your hair. If your skin is oily, use oil-free sunscreens that will not clog your pores. Many moisturizers have built-in sun protection, as noted by the SPF, Sun Protection Factor, rating. Just make sure that any product you use has an SPF no lower than 15.